Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our illustrious producer, three-time Emmy Award winner. But something else happened, but never a something, is our wonderful producer, Cal Hunter, who thinks he's a lawyer, but he's not, but he's smarter than lawyers. Let me tell you what we were doing this 10th of April, 2021. We were having a wonderful time practicing and warming up, right, Cal?
Toy boat. Why, yeah.
Hello.
I thought.
You should see Denise's face. She's like, what? What is Fred on this morning? I'm excited.
We are doing vocal warm-ups.
Cal and I were doing them back and forth. This is a wonderful day. It is an absolutely beautiful April. I'm so happy to have my co-host here. It's at times, you know, Denise has got to be gone and Todd's got to be gone. Every once in a while, I am not going to be here, but I just love having them here. Because you know why, Denise? Here's the main reason. I think it's not right that I just beat the tar out of you guys on case or no case, you know. And I think that it has to be, you know, I want you here to make sure that it's a fair fight. Because right now, it's just not fair because I'm just annihilating the
Denise, team. Is it just me or did the gauntlet just get thrown down right at your feet?
I feel it.
What's the score?
You're 11.
Yes.
I'm 7.
Smoking you.
Todd is 6.
Oh, I'm way ahead.
You know, Fred,
and Cal is at zero.
But, you know, I have to blank all three of you. Usually you would think if I just beat one of you, I would get a point. But, no, I have to skunk you to get a point. So it took. I don't mind being behind.
People asking, like, what are you talking about? Our new affiliates. We've got a new affiliate, by the way.
Yay.
KQAM, 1480 AM, and 102.7 FM. Ready for this. A cool place.
Where?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, come on.
We are in Wichita, Kansas now. Let's see. KQA. Wichita State is a great basketball team. I mean, the basketball team at Wichita State is really good.
Now, is Wichita where they did the White Castle, or is that?
Good question.
White Castle was founded in Kansas somewhere, but I'm not sure where.
Oh, really? I thought it was founded in New Jersey.
Well, I'm saying that I think they went to New Jersey, but if I understand it correctly, the two partners were in Kansas, and then one of them left and went into the small aircraft industry, Piper.
Right.
You know, so those two famous companies out of Kansas, hugely famous companies.
Wow.
Wichita.
We welcome you wherever you are.
Are we linemen?
Are we what?
Linemen.
What's that?
Wichita lineman.
I have no idea what that is.
I am a lineman for the county. I think that means,
Glenn Campbell.
Look, I'm just going to go to the Wichita Wind Surge. That's their minor league baseball team. They've
is
got
it?
There. Yes.
Is it? Wichita, Kansas, KQAM 1480 AM and 102.7 FM. Again, thank you so much. We love our new affiliates. Radio Law Talk's growing and growing. 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in again. 855-529-7234.
It's a great song. Jimmy Webb wrote it for Glenn Campbell. I think this
is
the one.
Wow, that's a really good song.
It's a great song.
That's a 70s or a 60s song.
Yes.
Probably 70s.
With lush string production and a great, now no longer with a singer.
Glenn because my parents like Glenn Campbell. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Remember.
Don't hold your breath on that. But okay.
Don't hold your breath. Hey, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. This is not like Radio Law Talk. What's that? People all week, you know, I talk about Radio Law Talk. What's that? That sounds kind of boring. No, this is an exciting place to be. We're going to talk about the latest Supreme Court decision about freedom of religion. We're going to talk about Deshaun Watson, latest lawsuit news. That's really interesting. Taco eating contest lawsuit. Why are people doing contests like that? Why are we doing all these weird contests? You know, I don't know.
It's because of COVID.
Yeah, and then we got to talk. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's the reason for everything, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I blame COVID. Yeah, okay.
Satan shoe, Satan. Who's the one? Who's the one?
That was Dana.
Dana Carvey.
That was Dana Carvey, church lady.
Satan.
Could it be possibly Satan?
I love that.
Yeah, church lady. We're going to talk about Keisha and Dr. Luke's lawsuit. And then we're going to talk about Katie Hill's lawsuit against a tabloid, latest on that. And then we do a case or no case. And we're not going to have time for it now because we have to get in deep into this. But that's where those of you in Wichita, Kansas, let me tell you what we do. Case or no case is famous worldwide because one thing, our producer is a superstar when it comes to trying to trick us.
In his own mind, yes.
Yes, and he is. And what he does is he brings a case up. And the three esteemed lawyers here, one that's a criminal lawyer, one's a family law attorney, one's a personal injury lawyer. And what we do is we try to determine whether it's a real case or not. And if it's not a real case, we have to say, you know, not a real case, he's faking it. But if it is a real case, we have to say the outcome. So we get points concerning that. No betting, as we say. And as we get these points, we hit 50 points, all the other hosts have to buy that host that won a dinner. And why we always want Todd to win, because usually McDonald's is good enough for him. But we don't want Denise to win because it's always a $150 a plate place. So that's, we got to be very careful.
Without bread. Careful.
Yeah, without bread.
Without bread and a piece of toast is a bun.
Yeah. Oh. If you want butter with that, that's $12.50.
You got to say, Denise, you got to tell the story. You don't say names, but tell the story. You
got
to.
Well, I've got this notice that we were going to have this wonderful dinner. It was filet mignon and lobster dinner. And it was at this local place that had a very good reputation. And it was $99.99, so just shy of $100.
Right.
And so we decided that was where we're going to take Todd, I believe it was, or was it you?
I think it was you wanted
was
to go
me?
There. I think it was me. You took me, but you wanted to go there.
Yes.
I didn't want to go there. You wanted to go there.
Okay, so I don't remember who won is the point.
I think I won, but you said, let's go here.
So okay,
$100
so
a plate.
We get there, and we get the owner of the place complaining about his staff, and specifically about the chef. Here we are in this, you know, exquisite restaurant, we believed, and then Fred asked for some bread and butter, and they didn't have any.
No bread. Didn't come today.
No butter. Nothing.
That cereal there didn't come today.
He's like, no. Can you give me a hamburger bun?
And what did he do?
He said, we don't have any.
Oh, man.
No, but I did end up getting, then later on, I'm sitting there, and then here comes a piece of hamburger bun, a top of a hamburger bun that they put on a grill with a little bit of butter on the side. And so I got a hamburger bun, top of a hamburger bun.
And heaven knows where they found that.
$100 a plate place. And just.
And then the steak was like minuscule, and the lobster tail was embarrassing. Quite honestly.
We won't say where it was, but
nope.
We are not going back there.
Because, we're not.
And then we go to wherever Todd wants. Todd goes, I want that inexpensive steak place that's, you know the steak place that's $30 a steak, you know, or $20 a steak. It was great,
delicious.
Wasn't it? It was wonderful.
I think it's one of my favorites.
It's our favorite. I think we're going to go back there every time. Should we shout them out?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's nationwide. Should we shout them out?
Why not? Yeah. Let's do it now.
Cattleman's. Cattleman's in California is one of the best restaurants. Shout out to Cattleman's.
They have the best steak.
Best value.
Yeah. Yes.
Get a lot for your money.
The filet mignon is wonderful. And cheers. Hold up your Radio Law Talk cups. Cheers. Cheers to Cattleman's. There we go.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. We're going to come back and we're going to do a case or no case. And we're going to talk about the Supreme Court's latest decision about freedom of religion. Cal, don't forget to do some kitty bumps, man. I can't live without a kitty bump. You don't have to do it now. Next time.
Well, I'm just saying on case or no case, I'm going to take you to the city bumps. So nice they had to name it twice. That's,
all right.
That's
New York, New York.
Yeah,
we'll be
right
back.
Here. Don't go away. Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on many of your favorite radio stations. And, of course, it's always streaming either live or on demand at RadioLawTalk.com. We invite you to participate there. And we thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Now you can...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is no fun. That's true. Who told you that?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com.
We're back. Back from our commercials, and I made it.
Nice job, Fred.
Yes. I ran into the studio. I ran around the corner and talked to Cal and went live on my Facebook. Not my Facebook. On my Instagram page, Frederick Penny 1 is who I am. What's your Instagram, Denise? Yeah, right. Okay, Todd, what's your answer?
Todd, what's
your answer?
Let me answer that.
Thank you very much.
A. Mark Todd K.
All right, okay.
Yeah. We're going to do DC Bowl.
All right, so I'm going to take this off live, but most important, people are here for one reason, Cal. Roll case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Hey, gotta get
and
going.
Now, case or no case. William and Hugh were friends. William and Hugh were friends. And then, as friendships often do, they became rivals. Not for the hand of a lover, but because they became competitors to see which could build the tallest building in New York City. Eventually, it became the Chrysler Building, which was set as the tallest just about one day before the Great Depression hit in October of 1929. After that, the Empire State Building would be built a couple of years later, eclipsing the Chrysler by 2,500 feet. But Hugh could not resist talking about his project, which was not the Chrysler Building. And he became the darling of the New York news media. William had a secret. The Chrysler Building was going to be taller because inside the steel infrastructure was another structure made of glass and steel weighing 54,000 pounds. At the last minute, this upward-pointing dome and a spire on top was to be raised to the top of the Chrysler Building and riveted on, ooh, and nobody knew what was going on, and then all history would remember that the Chrysler Building was taller, even taller than the rival building, the Aaron Burr-owned New York Bank Building. Remember Aaron Burr? Yeah, Aaron Burr. Yeah. Although, of course, Aaron Burr was long since deceased. So, one of the workers inside, a riveter by the name of Mario Escrite, called a friend of his who was a newspaper photographer and snuck him inside the building after hours for a look at the add-on to the building that the owner did not want anybody to know about. The photographer was Thomas Shipp, the photographer of the people he was known as. He published it in the New York Daily News, and William was livid because his secret had gotten out 2 days before, and he decided something had to be done. So he called his high-powered legal team and wanted to sue Thomas Shipp and the New York Daily News, and immediately fired Mario Escrite, by the way, and asked, case or no case, Fred Penny, go first.
What? No! Don't do this to me.
It's a good case.
Well,
you know
half of it, I learned only half of it because I was too busy getting off my live feed. So, but I do understand. I know what's going on. I've heard about this. So okay. This is actually a scenario. I just don't remember if it was a case that came forth. But I know there was what year was this? Early 1900s?
1928 was when it all came. Actually, 1929 is when the Chrysler Building was unveiled. And as soon as they unveiled it, the Depression hit.
Yeah.
And they were building the Empire State Building at that time. And interestingly enough, they didn't stop. The Empire Building kept going, Empire State, and it was built 2 years later.
Yes.
And both of them fully occupied, generating over $1 million in rent.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story.
Okay.
When you say both of them, you mean
Chrysler, Empire State, and the bank building, they were all occupied. There was a demand for the real estate.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So the answer is that is an absolutely true scenario, but no lawsuits were filed for that, Cal. No lawsuits. It's a true scenario, though. No lawsuits. Not a case.
So you're saying it was no case?
No case. It's a factual, clear, good scenario that really happened, but it's not a case.
Okay. Denise Dirks, what say you? So by the way, if you get anything wrong on this, I'm going to take off a point. I'm kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead, Denise. What say you?
Well, I'm trying to think of what would be the legal theory for the lawsuit. And that would be the Chrysler Building owner who was Williams?
William, yeah.
William. And versus Hugh, who would be the Aaron Burr
Bank
Building.
It's called the New York Bank Building, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I could think of possibly was because it was his own employee that disclosed the private facts.
And it was a bitter rivalry. I mean a bitter rivalry.
Right.
Yeah.
But who could he sue? He couldn't do anything. It would be a lawsuit maybe for disclosure of private facts, but it was going to be disclosed anyway publicly. So I just can't see any kind of lawsuit out of it. So I'm going to say no case.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this?
What was the photographer's name that was snuck in? It was riveting.
Yeah, Escrite was the worker. Let me look. Thomas Shipp, known in New York as the photographer of the people.
Thomas Shipp. With a P.
Mm-hmm. C-H-I-P-P. Two P's.
Middle name Holy. Has a creek named after him. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to say...
Give a bump on that one.
I clarified. It's H-I-P-P. All right, so I'm going to go with Fred. I'm going to say this is no case.
Okay, fine.
This is no case.
No case. I'm staying ahead then.
Maybe
for
he
sure.
skunked us, you guys.
Yeah. I'm you know, look.
Kind of rooting for a cow.
I am trying to be magnanimous here and to maintain, make sure I don't get it any worse off as far as the lead. So I'm going to maintain pace with Fred, win or lose, but I'm going to give Cal a chance because I am a giver.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Well, there might be. It is an interesting story, and we all know about the, I mean, these guys were bitter. They were actual partners. One was the sales guy. The other guy was the architect. And so they split up. And then somebody came, Chrysler, William Chrysler came in and bought a block that had an old building on it and said, I want it to be the tallest building. And this guy, of course, busted the heck out of the budget. And he said, spare no expense. I don't care. Make me the tallest building there is. William Chrysler did. And that's what happened. It still stands today. In fact, neither of these buildings can be torn down. They're both historical monuments. You knew that, right?
So no, it was not a case, though. But it was true
I didn't
scenario.
Say that.
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
No, I'm not
going
to.
We're going to do it when we come back.
I want to come back. I'm sorry. Oh. I want to make things just a little.
He's doing the tease. I'm Frederick Finney, your host. We'll be back with the teaser.
Yes.
Cal Hunter in Case or No Case.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. We've got more coming up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90%?
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More problems reported with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday stopped administering the vaccine after 8 people report side effects. the CDC investigating. USC professor of medicine David Agus telling CBS News we shouldn't overreact.
The current vaccines that are out there in the public work against all of the variants. The American public should rest assured that science is pivoting along with our knowledge to be able to take care of this. And the benefits of the vaccine tremendously outweigh any potential downside.
The CDC investigating similar issues in Iowa, Colorado, and North Carolina. The White House reportedly considering transferring cash to Central American countries in an effort to stop the flow of people trying to enter the U.S. Reuters reporting yesterday the money could go to aid agencies in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Those countries make up what's called the Northern Triangle. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking.
This is Radio Law Talk, and now back to the show.
Here. We were having a great time. Thanks, Cal. We were having a great time with Case or No Case. This is about New York, right? And it was about the Chrysler building.
And the bank building.
The bank building. Yeah. And the issue is these are former partners that are fighting over which building is going to be the tallest. And Cal gave us this great scenario. And supposedly the reporter from I don't remember which newspaper was it?
New York Daily News.
New York Daily News took a picture of how they extended the Chrysler building.
Because,
to make it tougher.
The big fear was one of them was going to somehow scoop the other. And believe me, all the reporters are going, tallest building in New York. Well, here's what happened.
I want to know.
We all know the race to build the tallest building is a true scenario.
Right.
And after this point was put on top of the Chrysler building and then the little spire, there was a picture taken up there. And the caption read, this is the tallest point on U.S. soil that an American flag, from which an American flag has ever flown.
Wow.
So a big source of pride. The leak of the tower picture. Now, William Van Allen and Hugh Severance soon became a footnote after the Depression ended because of the Empire State Building.
Yes.
The news leak did not happen, no case.
Yes! I knew it! I'm getting good at this.
Now, next hour.
2 points for each of us, huh?
Yep. Next hour, I take you to Paris and the curious case of Alphonse Bataillon, who was a very famous detective in Paris. That's coming up next hour on Case or No Case.
Case or No Case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk. And by the way, you can go to, a lot of you listen live, you can go to our website, right? And you can click on the live button. Sometimes radio stations only have our show for 1, 2, or 3 hours. We're a three-hour show. So go ahead. If they turn off, you go to your computer or you go to your iPhone and you go into Radio Law Talk and click on live. And then we also have what? Podcast.
Any topic you want, and they're up pretty much right after our show, the next day, the day after, and it's great.
Yeah,
I listen to them. They're broken down into one-hour segments, easy listening.
Right.
Driving to and from your place of work, right. It's an easy listen.
And it's easy listening.
It's on all major podcasts.
You can get it on Spotify, iHeart, every podcast.
It's on your phone. Yeah, it's on your Apple phone, too.
Yes, it is.
We're big time.
Podcast there.
We're big time. All right, let's talk about the Supreme Court's latest California decision about religion. Now, this is what's going on. If you have, obviously, we've got the pandemic issue. Obviously, if you've listened to our show and you're a fan of the show, you know we talk about the issue of emergency powers for governors, right? So governors right now are doing executive orders to, to curb this pandemic. Every state's different. And what's happening is it's getting further and further away from when the pandemic hit. The issue becomes that we've discussed here, and we're not going to get deep into this issue, just so you know, because I'm going to jump off into the religion part. The issue becomes, when is it, an emergency power? That's where I start having issues is we need to go through the legislative process to determine what the government should or should not allow us to do in each state. And that's the pandemic's been going on for a year now. And so, even I'm going to say conservatives and liberals are kind of going, all right, let's keep doing, but maybe it's time to go to the legislator and have them legislate what we need to do, right? Okay, so just I'm setting the stage here. So now what's happening is they're telling, and this is California, and by the way, we talk about all states. There's a number of different states that they're doing different things. In California, the governor basically says, there's been a fight with freedom of religion, right? People want to hold their worship ceremonies, and there's been fights with different religious groups and or big Christian facilities and non-Christian groups that are saying, wait a minute, you can't tell us not to worship. So what a pastor did in Fresno, was it Fresno? What area? In California, I can't remember. I can't remember the exact spot.
It was Santa Clara County.
Santa Clara County, which is down the Bay Area. Those of you who are not familiar, that's down near Bay Area. That's Silicon Valley.
It's where the 49ers play their home football games.
Puts it on the map. What happened, guess what, by the way, which is another discussion about how it's empty because they had to go play last year in Arizona. So what this pastor did is said, all right, if I can't have it at my church, I got a nice big house. I'm going to open up my house and have everybody come to my house, and we're going to have a worship service. And apparently in Santa Clara, or the governor said, and Santa Clara stepped up and said, no, you can't have more than, three families? Or there's a specific amount of people that you can or can't have to get together in your home.
I have family that lives in Santa Clara, and I'm just going to tell you right now, according to them, there is no shortage of people that will look out their window at you if you're doing something across the street in your house and call the cops, call
exactly
the health department.
I am telling you, it is bad.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
It's really, really, really super conservative there.
It depends what part you're in.
Well, I guess it's kind of like this. One part is really conservative.
Yeah, there's some
the other part of it's really
liberal.
Because
my mother-in-law, so my wife grew up, is down in the Santa Clara County, and actually we have an office in Santa Clara. So
me
I know
too.
This area, and I'm telling you, Todd hit the nail on the head. You do anything wrong down there, and they have no problem calling someone and reporting you.
And remember, they're very defensive because of the very high property values.
That's another
at least $1 million for a house. I mean, they're defensive.
Million?
At least.
You can't find a house.
Cheap house.
Oh, my gosh. You can't find a house for $1 million in Santa Clara County?
Oh, it's a cheap house.
It's $1 million, it's going to be a double wide, and you still have to pay the monthly rent at the trailer court park. Okay.
Let me tell you, I know of a house that just sold that is about a 3.5-bedroom, 3-2-bath, 2,000 square footer, built in the 50s, not renovated, almost all original. in the 2 millions.
Well, 2 million. Because what they're doing is they buy a house like that. This is getting off topic, but they just tear it down and they build on. They want the land. They want the property.
Well, what they do is they tear it down to the main wall, one main wall, because if they keep the main wall of the house, it's considered a renovation and not a new build. The permitting is easier.
This is a load bearing wall.
Yeah. So my house is in an area of town where that is common. That's what's happening.
So what happened here is the pastor said, all right, everybody come over to my place. We'll have church there. And you know, people complained. Health department came in. There was a ruling that came out. Said, nope, sorry, you can't even have a gathering at your house. There's more than three different families and three different people, whatever it is. It got appealed. All right, they took him to court. The trial judge, the local judge ruled against him. It went all the way up on appeal up to the Ninth Circuit, which is the federal court of appeals that covers the West. And the Ninth Circuit ruled against him, so it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, as they have done with other religious-based cases, issued a ruling late Friday because, you know, worship services usually Saturday and Sunday.
That's
so they issued the ruling last night, and in a 5-4 decision said, sorry, state, sorry, Ninth Circuit, but your rules essentially violate equal protection. Now, equal protection is if you have two groups that are similarly situated, they have to be treated the same way under the law. And the majority was looking at this, or the court was looking at this saying, hold on a second. People can't go to a house and mingle because for church services, but those same people can go to the local grocery store and be just as close to each other and walk around, and that's okay? And the court said, sorry, this just doesn't pass muster under equal protection, and they struck down that provision. So, everybody gets to go to church this Sunday, or gets to go to the pastor's house this Sunday in Santa Clara.
Well, you know what's interesting? Go ahead, Denise, but I have something interesting.
I thought was interesting was that it was a 5-4 decision, and John Roberts
was
on the dissent, but he didn't write an opinion, and he didn't join the others, the other dissent. So we don't really know what he's thinking here.
He's generally conservative, but I'm going to say a little more moderate. Moderate to conservative.
I think he feels now Justice Kennedy's spot.
You know,
Justice Kennedy was the one that would go kind of back and forth and kind of create a majority and really shaped the court for a very long period of time.
Right.
You and I both had Justice Kennedy at certain times, right?
Yep.
In our.
And I know Roberts. I personally met when I was sworn in the United States Supreme Court, because I can argue before the United States Supreme Court. I was there. I got pictures with Justice Roberts and myself, you know, and they had a breakfast together, you know, and he's just a cool guy, down to earth, by the way. You know who my girlfriend is? Who's my girlfriend? Who's my favorite girlfriend?
The late Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She and I are tight. I love her.
Still?
I'm telling you.
I mean, she's
so
dead.
I've got pictures with her.
Weekend at Bernie's 4.
Talk about a small little lady. Talk about, like, I thought I was with the Queen of England. I've said that many times. She's very proper. Where Judge Roberts is like, hey, man, what's up, everybody? You know, so anyway, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Deshaun Watson, too, when we come back.
Stay tuned. You are listening. Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station, and for many of you, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
And RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Is this real life?
I'm gonna take a picture of Todd. The best part about when we are here, look at this. Is the best part about doing Radio Law Talk is what happens during the break. And I've got him going so much, he's having a problem put his mic on because he's laughing so hard. Because, oh my gosh, do we have some fun talks?
You okay, Todd?
yeah, I'm good.
And we've got Denise over going, okay, boys.
I'm just sitting here thinking what an over-hugger this is.
Okay, we're not going to talk about the overhug. We're talking about overhuggers. Do you guys ever have those overhuggers?
Yes. I have a sister.
You have a sister that's an overhugger.
I do.
Do you have an overhugger? 855 Law Radio. We're not going to talk about. Let's talk about if you have an overhugger.
I just saw a survey that said a truly like a sympathy hug or something should not last more than 6 seconds. That's the limit. Now, if it lasts less than 2 seconds,
6 is a long time.
Look for your wallet.
Because
you may be having your pocket picked, but like you're at a funeral and so, and you know, a back pat and all that, that's about 4 to 6 seconds. That's it. No more.
Yeah.
So if you're a hugger, get the little clock going in your head.
And you know, Americans are really weird. that. We're very different than any other culture, really.
Some cultures, they'll kiss.
They kiss. Yeah. They hug. You know, they're very touchy. They get into your space. You know, we have like a large space around us. That's kind of our personal space.
Right.
And that's not the case in other countries or cultures.
Interesting fact. There was a survey done on hugging and the effects, and apparently if a hug lasts longer than 30 or 45 seconds, your brain actually produces oxytocin. So it's a bonding mechanism. So hug your kids, for crying out loud. It increases the bond and stuff like
that. What about your dog? If you hug your dog,
I hug my dog.
You know, it could work. I don't know. With dogs, maybe. With cats?
No.
With cats, the human will release oxytocin. The cat, on the other hand, is like, oh, come on, give it a rest.
No, it's electrical charge.
Yes.
You get a shock from your cat.
What does that do to Deshaun Watson? I don't know. We were talking about this, but Deshaun Watson, this is in Houston, Texas.
Oh, yes.
He is a quarterback, and let me tell you right now, allegations, allegations, allegations. I'm telling you, we here at Radio Law Talk are proponents. I'm going to repeat the word proponents of innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
And people with this, you know, social media, 2 seconds, it's going to go over Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Let me tell you, do not, you know, people have the right to be heard and hear their side of the story. And let's make sure that we understand Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm saying he has the right to be heard, and he has the right to defend himself, and that's what America's about.
Think if it were you and you were accused. This is the point.
Right.
If it were you and you were accused and you knew you were innocent, or you thought, you know, these people are just coming after you for money, you would want your opportunity to tell your story.
Right.
So that's what, I mean, we have to just insist that you keep that in mind, even when you're driving in your car.
Right.
Innocent until proven guilty, if you are.
Right, and here's the thing. So what happens is Deshaun Watson, there's allegations coming out that he's been sexually assaulted some women, and most of it comes around these massages that they get or that he receives. And let me tell you, having represented NFL players, they get massages all the time. They have to. If you have ever seen an NFL player come off the field and seen the bruises and the battered bodies that they from one game, you would be a little more understanding of these men, and I'm going to say usually young men. Go ahead, Todd.
I get that. I think that regular massage, probably 2-3, maybe even more times per week for a professional athlete, especially during the season, but even in the off season because you're recovering, I get that. However, I don't understand why it is that somebody that needs these massages is soliciting them on Facebook Instant Messenger or Instagram Instant Messaging. I mean, if I am a team,
right,
and I know that my athletes want massages and need massages to keep them in tip-top peak physical condition, as the team, I would almost be willing to say, we will have, if every single one of you wanted a massage, we will have massage therapists on call 24/7 here at the facility. You can get it done.
And
put yourself in that position that he has put himself in?
Okay, let me put myself up, and then, Denise, we're going to go to you. Listen, I'm a guy that knows firsthand.
Sure.
And I deal with NFL players. And let me tell you, that's not true. Cal said, don't take it personally. That's not true, Cal. They don't have them. They have them, but think of how many players are there. Almost 90-some? Everyone thinks, it's only 53, but they have practice squad guys. There are not enough massage people to massage these players, and they have to go outside and get masseuses outside the area. Now, listen, they're at the practice facility. Let's do an example. They're at the practice facility is where these masseuses are that the team brings in. You live 45 minutes from the practice facility. Are you going to drive there all the time, every day, every morning? Or do you wait in line to get a massage, or do you go home and have your own masseuse that you know locally in the area? Say you live 45 minutes away from the facility, because don't forget the facility isn't usually exactly where the stadium is. They're usually different places. So many or most of these athletes especially NFL players, have their own massage people that come and massage them. They'll come to their house. They'll go to their place, and they have a number of them. So,
and in Tom Brady's case, he has his own nutrition people.
He does
all of this thing by himself. So I know that one time the 49ers had an approved list or had a suggested list, but I don't know. I didn't private.
Go ahead, Todd.
Well, the
oh,
only...
Denise, you're going next. Sorry.
Oh,
Denise,
I am?
Okay, go ahead, Todd. I thought you had a question.
So the only other thing, again, this is talking about the need for massages, and then the question here is, what's the conduct during the massage? I mean, and Deshaun Watson, currently now I believe there are 22 alleged accusers alleging inappropriate conduct on his part during the course and scope of a massage. And we're going to get to, currently they're all anonymous, and we'll get to what's coming up here with that. However, Deshaun Watson's attorney held a press conference this last week, last Friday, and indicated in the press conference, and this is where, as an NFL team, I would be, okay, I get the therapeutic nature of the massage. I get it. But the attorney said that, yes, Deshaun Watson did engage in consensual sexual activity during massages that he would get. And during massage sessions, but those were consensual encounters. So the argument now appears to be, we don't know who these people are. The plaintiffs, we're going to get to the motion that was filed. We don't know who they are, but we're not saying Watson didn't engage in sexual conduct. We are saying he did, but it was consensual sexual conduct. And I think
with some, not all, necessarily
with, all. With some, but I think that the implication that this is a shakedown, but these folks engaged in consensual conduct. If I'm the team, I'm sitting there saying, why, again, why would you do that? I get
yes,
everything you said.
You
I live 45
that?
Minutes away. I can't go there to get my massage. I got to get it here. I got to go to this place. I got to go here. I got to get it. But why would you put yourself in that compromising position?
It sounds like the Weinberg defense, right? It's not the same defense. It was all consensual.
Oh, the Weinstein?
Weinstein, sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. But it's crazy.
Yeah. So what's going on here is the big issue is not this is the very beginning. And by the way, this is out of Texas. I called my Texas partner and talked to him about this. The question is, can you, as a plaintiff, and by the way, it's one law firm and one lawyer suing on behalf of 22 different people, and they're 22 separate lawsuits. And basically, they filed it as a Doe plaintiff to protect, quote, protect them, right?
Protect the victim.
The victim, that's exactly right. And to some degree, that there is some situations where that is that can be done. But don't forget, this is civil. This is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. And the defense attorney for Deshaun Watson said, you need to reveal the names. How can we defend ourselves if we don't even know the names of these people?
Yeah.
22 people, we don't know who any of them are.
And isn't it true that in Texas there is no underlying law that allows for it to be anonymous?
Yeah, on civil case, I don't know. That's why I asked him, and he, believe it or not, he's a personal injury lawyer. But the issue is he said, it doesn't matter. He went through it and said what the court decided. And by the way, they decided yesterday late afternoon. I didn't know that. And so I pulled the decision, and we know what they decided.
In one case, right?
Nine cases. I wrote it down here. I think there's nine left that they didn't decide. And we're going to talk about what the decision was late on Friday. Late on Friday. It's funny, they do that for a reason. But we'll talk about that. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
There are two more hours of Radio Law Talk coming up, usually right here on many local radio stations. And if not, remember, you can always go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the Listen Live button. We'll be right there. So we'll continue in just a minute.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.